Everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and with me today, Ken...
Van Heining.
I always say people's first name because I can never remember their last name, or they're really hard to say. So I just get first names for me.
Yeah, no problem.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Scott.
So why don't you introduce yourself for a second?
Yes, I'm Ken Van Heining, as Scott was saying. I work in the Relational Database Management Systems team under Rohan, and we're focusing a lot on what we can do for some of the on-premise customers with SQL vNext. And so I've got a team now focused on some new things related to our SQL vNext release.
Excellent. That's why you're here?
Yeah.
So you're here. Let's spend a few minutes talk about kind of really why you're here, kind of this... the upgrade kind of advisor type of topic. So there's a lot of tools out on MSDN for what are they called, the migration assistance and things like that, right? This is not that. What is this?
Well, it's actually, you hit the nail on the head, Scott. We have a lot of tools, and we've done a lot of things over the years, and they're in various degrees of development. Some of them we really haven't focused a lot on, but they're really all over the map as far as the experience and kind of how much we've invested in them. And really what I wanted to talk about today, and I've got a little bit of a backdrop here to talk about a very, very high-level workflow and how we think about some of these tools and how they integrate together.
Okay.
And then we can talk about kind of what it is the team's focusing on.
Cool.
Awesome. So if I start with a really, really high level upgrade workflow, if you will, is you've got some existing instance anywhere from 2005 on up.
Yep.
Then you get a series of tools. If you're going to go and actually do an upgrade, you have things like upgrade advisors, maybe even some of the new feature advisors. Then you have things like SSDT and our developer tools to do testing. But you really get into the cycle of trying to get your application moved from an older version and ready to do app compat testing. And then once you're ready and you've gotten onto the new version, you get into what we call our deploy, manage, best practices kind of phase. And that's after you've got it now in production, you're keeping it healthy.
Yep.
So what we're going to talk about today is really these three sections, which you can think of as set of categories of advisors.
Okay.
And so one of the things that we decided, and it's codenamed DBA Workbench, I'm sure what'll change by the time it gets through the official naming council.
That's right.
But it'll be something around advisors or suite of advisor or advisor suite or database advisor. I'm not sure. We'll find out.
But wait, I want to hold a contest or something like that.
Oh, I wish.
Come up with a name for something like
that. That's actually harder than the coding. Okay, so we got a couple of bullet points just to get out real quick. So a single consistent tool for SQL advisors.
Yeah.
And really this is to go, if you look at all the feature advisors, they're spread across different wizards in things like SSMS or even independent little tools we've shipped. And then there's a series of things like Upgrade Advisor, the migration since have a whole different experience, look and feel, and there's really no integrated, consistent focus on that.
So you're trying to bring everything under one umbrella to say, let's just have one tool, one utility that does, I want to say everything, but...
Right. You could think of it as a one tool that'll help drive consistency and one place that customers can know, okay, if I download this, that'll take care of getting me into the advisor category.
Yeah.
And then it has an extensibility model where you can add new scenarios over time.
Oh, okay.
And so what we're doing, that's where we really kind of see these three categories. There's things like upgrade.
Yep.
That's really the bread and butter of what we're focused on first.
Yeah. How do I get from this version to this version?
Exactly.
Easily and painlessly.
Right. And then there'll be things like new features, and if you look at some of the new features, and we have a little demo of an early version of one of these, we're adding some very complex surface area to SQL now with the new stretch database. Really, even in memory is a pretty sophisticated feature to take on, but if you look at some of the new stuff coming, these advisors here we think are super important to help people adopt those new features. And then in this final category is really best practices, which you can think of, am I running SQL optimally? And that's where we want to start being able to say things like, even if you've done an in-memory table and you got it set up, did you get at all the other things like resource governance configured properly?
So
those are things that we want to be able to have some of that best practices, even in this last cycle where you can come in and say, hey, tell me if whether or not my
This is a good one because this is where people sort of struggle a little bit. I mean, they're all great facets of from an advisor standpoint, but here, best practices, this is kind of an area where you're right. Did I... for in-memory technology, did I you know, because there's reports in there, but did I get all the ancillary things around that, you know, right, to really get the most and benefit from all the, you know, the complementary technologies?
Right, exactly. And that leads us into the third bullet point, which is what I'm calling the rules ecosystem. Now, we're really good at rules that say things like we deprecated X. And we got that rule. I think we can kind of follow that one. The ones that actually get into more about how you configure SQL Server, honestly, the product team isn't the best and most experienced. So what we're going to actually do is formalize the definition of rules. And then we want to build a collaborative ecosystem where either MVPs, customers, our field folks, they can collaborate on this rule content. Because it's not even just the specific implementation of a rule check. It's what's the guidance? What's the description of the rule? What do we want to help guide people towards and how we describe that? So we want to build that ecosystem. That's another thing my team's pushing, is how we'll actually get a system out for doing that.
Right.
And then a couple of things that I want to put on there as far as people's mindset. It's going to be a lightweight, easy to get product. It'll be integrated initially with WebPI. So you just get it. It'll bring any dependencies down for you. Yeah. And then we're taking that services mindset of ship fast, do data-driven decisions. And so we're going to have a lightweight MVP here. We're targeting the end of May to align with the next big release for SQL vNext. And then hopefully we'll get that out, and then you'll see at the longest monthly updates.
Perfect. But hopefully this is... this isn't in any type of preview now, right?
No, it's not a
quite available
quite
yet. Public preview.
Yeah, we're working right now through all the hoops
logistics
to actually get a product shipped.
Okay.
And stuff. So we're looking tentatively at the end of May. So.
Okay. Now this is really, I think, just to elaborate a little bit more on this. This is, you know, because like we talked about, there's just all this other stuff out there. This is kind of just to bring everything together under one umbrella and say, look, I want to be able to, it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of category, you know, what I'm trying to do, I have one tool to do all that.
Right, and again, if we focus on the scenario, there's a difference between there's a tool that will help to drive the consistency of user experience and a single place to go, and then we'll be building out more scenarios as we go. And we don't do, my team won't be building every scenario.
Sure.
We'll actually be working on, we own the upgrade one, that's the one we've signed up to say we need to really drive that, and it is really the business driver to get going. We need to do a lot more on helping people with upgrade.
At some point, I want to come back to the extensible piece, because if you're just doing upgrade, I mean, is this going to be open source so that other people can come
in? That's a great question. Yeah, currently it's not, but we're going to look at what the best way to do that, and that is one thing that we're considering across several of the tools. Is that the best way to go?
Right.
Initially, to get the first push out there, we're doing it as just a downloadable tool, and then really it's the content that we'll be focusing on the collaboration first, and then over time, depending on
other stuff,
we may do more of an even open source model for the tool as a whole.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So what do you got to show us?
Yeah, so let me flip over here and do a quick demo for you. So for anybody that's familiar with the new Azure portal, you'll notice it's very similar in the fact that we're not trying to reinvent good information architecture or usability. But what we are doing is bringing that to a downloadable tool.
Okay.
And so we're taking a lot of their themes or interactive, inductive user experience work and saying, why can't that be something that we can use in an on-premise tool just as much? So inductive really meaning the tool helps guide you through more on a scenario-driven way rather than an object-oriented user experience where you have to kind of right-click the right thing to find the right menu option of what you want to do. So, which, if you're familiar with SSMS, you know that one very well.
Very well, yeah.
Okay, so just orienting you real quick on the screen, we'll have a home page. There really isn't a lot here that works yet except about, but we'll have a feed here to let people have a quick update of what's going on. And then this over here is the hub that then you can go and see things. And much like the Azure portal has this for managing resources, we actually are all about scenarios.
Okay.
So we took that general experience and said, let's build that just around running scenarios in this context of advisors. So if I go, I can show you that we can click on the scenarios hub. Currently only have two to show off, but you'll get to pick from these, and as you can see, it'll grow over time. We'll have other ones out there. And so if I go ahead and start the database, there we go. If I start the database upgrade analyzer, it follows this general blade concept.
Oh, very, they
call it, so that it's journeys, and the idea is you're on a journey, and so you get this experience that grows horizontally through these blades. And it actually is very intuitive to walk you through. So you'd say, okay, I want to choose the databases, so you can pick an instance, select the databases. For the demo, I have some stuff pre-selected here, but you can go in and select these, turn them on and off, those sorts of things. And then I can actually say, okay, now go run this whole database upgrade analyzer thing across all these databases, and then it'll go off and start loading the schema and running the analysis of the rules. Now, we still, before we can release in May, we actually still have a fair amount of work to do even on the content of the rules, make sure all the vNext rules are up to date. So we actually have two big projects going on. One that's corpus of rules and making sure that those are effective, and then obviously the tool itself. And then I just like to show off, so we also can go and say, well, that's nice, that's off and running, but why don't I go ahead and take a quick look at this StretchDB advisor. Now, this one's very not quite done. It's a nice way to say it. But I just at least wanted to give you a flavor of what we mean by a new feature advisor. And similarly, I can do this experience where I can come in and then I type in a, I happen to have my own little server. I'll just connect to that, and I get the list of databases, and then I can choose a database and say select, and I'm just showing you kind of the experience. But again, the same thing, I can go off here and start running those rules, and it's looking for tables within the database that are stretchable.
Okay.
And so, you know, there's syntactic checks it has to do to make sure the table's compatible,
right.
But there's also operational data that we want to look at to say, is it worthwhile? Will you get any return on the investment there? So the analyzer's all about helping you do that. But I can go back and forth between multiple scenarios that I've done. So I can just hop back to my database upgrade analyzer scenario, and I can say, oh, wow, this one's still running on that, but let me just take a look at this little one. And then you can tell from the experience, we're trying to invest not just in the rules, but also giving the DBA a very intuitive way to see, okay, how much work do I really have to do this upgrade?
Yeah.
So on this one, 34 issues really isn't that much. But what's even nicer is you can say, well, this thing was a 9.0 database. And if I look to get to 110, or really even all the way to vNext, I really only have one issue on this database. All this other stuff is what we call future advice, which if you just run it, it really is a lot of noise if you're looking to do just the minimal to have to upgrade.
Sure.
And then we also categorize them by high, medium, and low.
So if we read this, right? So I have to get from 2005 to 2012, I need to fix one high issue.
Yes, that's right.
From there, nothing else. Like, so, you know, once I fix that, I can go to 2014 or vNext quite easily, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. So and it's kind of a progressive.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to give you a flavor of that, because what we found is we've give a lot of rules that says, someday we're going to take X away.
Yep.
And
that's
it's in the someday category, which maybe isn't something you can fit in your project plan right now.
Right now, yeah.
So but put it on the someday list, but at least you can see it there.
Right, okay.
And then you can drill in a little further, like we can actually go in here and say, okay, well, what is this issue? And really what the thing I wanted to show off here was, my scroll bar didn't scroll, that's supposed to scroll. Okay, is that this is where we're investing a lot, and this is the ecosystem part I was about.
Yeah.
Is like, not only did we run this rule, and it's like, okay, that's an interesting rule, but we want to invest a lot over here on helping people understand what this rule meant, how serious is this, and then hopefully we can, through this the community of MVPs and experts, give you recommendations. And so this way we can help up-level all the DBAs, or people having to support a database that maybe aren't even DBAs.
This can kind of fit into that best practices area?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, and so whatever the fix is, you have to be able to go and do stuff, but it gives you guidance and things to go and start investigating on how you're going to do that work. Okay, so that's that one. But one, let me give you, just to make that point just a little bit stronger, if I go back here, let me click on this one that had a whole bunch of issues, because 1,500 issues sounds like a ton.
Yeah.
But again, you can pretty quickly break down a lot of noise.
Yep.
They're not even high-level noise.
Yeah.
So they're pretty low-level. Another big pocket of noise on low-severity issues just to get from 8.0 to 9.0. Again, you have to check those things.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Yep.
Which of these do I have to fix? If I want to go from there to there, do I have to fix the high, or what's the minimum I have to fix?
No, that's a great question. So the semantics we want us to build in, and I can't say that the rules are quite to this level of quality yet, is high will be the things that are blockers. In other words, it won't work, so they'll be syntactically compatible. Yellow are things that we're going to consider are really foolish not to. Performance things, things that we think are really not appropriate. Blue or low are going to be things which are things you should fix if you want to be pure.
Right, yeah.
but probably aren't going to be blockers to
blocker,
you upgrade.
Okay.
And then what I really love to show about this, though, that still sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it turns out that's all because of one rule. And so when you scan this whole schema and you look at it, it creates a whole lot of noise across a bunch of objects, but really it's you have one issue that we need to go and investigate. And so we do that. Now, the other feature that we want to do is obviously in a GUI, we think it's pretty, it's nice icons, all this sort of stuff, but really it's not that actionable for folks. So the goal is really to get through the tool, help the DBA get a sense of how much work there is, try to reduce that friction, get them moving on an upgrade project quickly, but they're going to need to get this into an actionable form. And so we clearly have ways we want to export. We don't want to leave it inside the tool where you always have to come to the tool to see it. We really want you to get that information, the work items, and get them sent out to whoever's going to do it. We have some neat features like we think are great, like Visual Studio Online integration. My scroll bar is not working there quite right. But so you can go and you could actually export this to a Visual Studio Online project. That's kind of cool. Feedback from the DBAs was, I want it in Excel. And so we'll have a saved as CSV DBAs, file. That's how they say they work. Yeah. So we'll do something where either a straight to CSV or maybe we'll even work a little bit on a fancier Excel export, but something along those lines. And the whole goal again there is let people get their work into an actionable form where they can go get going.
Yeah. And I'd like the whole, the SQL Server data tools export, put it in a project. Let me work on it.
And that's really part of that center life cycle. Yeah. There's things, and we have some grand hopes around being able to do things like even auto fix-ups for some rules where we say, look, if your column name happens to be now a reserve word, could we just change it for you? So there's some stuff, but really a lot of them involve taking that database into a dev test scenario at that, or a workflow at that point and working with it. So we want to be able to take whatever work you've done here, don't make you start it over completely, but actually be able to bundle that work up into an SSDT project and stuff. So we have some features there. There's a lot more behind this one that'll be coming in the future, but that's at least the direction we're headed. Let's see. So the only thing I didn't really go over much was the Stretch DB Advisor, and again, this one is it's still a little bit rough, but the idea is that it will tell you how much of a given database is stretchable.
Okay.
This is actually running on a simulator here, so if anybody's looking at the real data, it's a mock-up right now. But the idea is that then it'll identify the best tables for you where it recommends. But similarly, you'll have some things in there that you might have to fix for it to work.
Yep. Okay.
Stuff. So, but that's kind of the direction we're going.
Same concept, right?
Same exact concept.
Okay.
Yep.
This is great. Now, is there anything you talked about a little bit, is there, and as you continue to add things, your goal right now is to say, hey, how do we just fix the, get everything ready for package by the end of May, right? What other things are you looking at, not maybe by the end of May, but,
directionally speaking?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So certainly best practices is something we want to invest a fair amount in. And then any place where we can take some of the service learnings and make those available.
Yep.
And so you can think in terms of scenarios where if I can do things in the cloud around insights or best practices of running, we'd love to be able to say, can we gather some of that same data and then use the kind of in a web service or an API sort of way, say, actually, I can give you recommendations about your data. So some things like that. Best practices is the best one. There's a whole area around replay and doing A/B testing that we think would be kind of interesting.
Very cool.
There's a lot of opportunities once we get going. But what it's really important, we do want to take a very data-driven perspective on this. So there'll be a strong telemetry. It's not in the tool yet, but we'll have similar to how Office has a little smiley face.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to be able to, on every blade here, be able to have feedback, but also across the scenarios be able to have things.
Very
and
nice.
Then we may even release things with little preview scenario teasers and say, vote for this scenario if you want
it. Very nice.
So we want a very data-driven way for people to prioritize.
Now, I noticed in your your first example, your upgrade advisor, you had a 2000 database, correct?
Yes.
So you can go, you upgrade clear back to 2000, can you go?
Yeah, so the plan is to go all the way back to 8.0.
Now
we'll see, there's some challenges with some of the technology we built. This, if you didn't notice, a lot of this is built on top of existing technology. So we're using DACFX, we're using SQL DOM. Now, a lot of those have the capability to go to 8.0, but in some ways they left it behind.
Yeah.
So we're investigating opening up some of those things and making it possible. Certainly 9.0, we absolutely need support
at least 2005.
But if we can some 8.0 databases that would be running on 2005, that's the place we see 8.0 still.
Okay.
Is that they've been moved up to 2005 servers, but they're actually still running compatibility 8.0.
And what about maybe an advisor for, hey, I've got a 2005, 2012 database, I want to go to, you stopped at VNext, what about, Azure DB?
Absolutely. So there's opportunities. In fact,
put you on the spot.
So for us, it's it really is an open roadmap as far as what advisors do people need.
Yep.
There's ones where we've thrown around on the whiteboard a lot of ideas around helping people do cloud advisors around cloud migrations and things like that.
And that's kind of tough too, because you have to think about not just the database, but you go into the cloud. There's so much stuff around that you have to think about.
Right. Exactly. And there'll be a lot. Of moving pieces when you want to actually move a database up to the cloud. And so there's some of the things around sizing and performance and stuff. And there's a lot of IP that's been built behind the scenes for Azure DB to be able to decide to be able to place things or upgrade or downgrade an SLO depending on where you're at in the cloud.
Right.
But not really bridge that gap yet to say, well, if I have a database here, what SLO should I choose? What's the best one? So again, we probably won't build all the IP, but we'd love to use the tool as a gateway.
It's a gateway, yep.
To gather data and then be able to build recommendations.
Yeah. Perfect. Now, in May, when this is available, how do they best provide feedback? Is that like through Connect, or can they reach out to you? What's the best way to do that?
Well, to be candid, the best way, if we do our job, will be right in the tool.
Right in the tool.
Yeah, we want to actually make it so that you're right there. Like following Office's example, we want you to be able to, if you're not happy, you click the frowny face and just give us the feedback right there.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get some smiley faces too.
That's right.
But we want you to give the feedback right there. And then we'll have a place on the main homepage where there'll be general feedback as well. And there's a lot of new telemetry channels Microsoft's building, so we're going to leverage those and actually get the feature usage data and feedback in near real time.
Now, it'd be nice to, I think, probably after May sometime, maybe June or sometime after that, have you back in and show us, kind of the completed and
absolutely
that'd be awesome and kind of things where you're going with that.
Yeah, would love to.
Perfect.
Great.
Again, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, everybody. Hey, thanks for watching again. So I think May.
Yes.
Will there be how do we let people know? Will there be a blog post?
I'm sure we'll work with marketing a little bit, and then we'll obviously hit the social media stuff to get a little bit of an announcement out.
Yep. Awesome. All right. Well, Ken, thanks for coming. Everybody, thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.